This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A public hearing is set for tonight in Sturtevant on a plan to take 7 million gallons of water a day from Lake Michigan. The water would be used at the huge Foxconn factory planned for Racine County. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is holding tonight's hearing as part of its review of the proposal. Chuck Kornbach reports the water diversion plan is controversial.
The Foxconn plant will make liquid crystal display panels for computer screens, medical equipment, and other devices. The site could eventually employ up to 13,000 people. Governor Scott Walker continues to be the chief cheerleader for Foxconn. He put the job number in context at a manufacturing conference last week in Milwaukee.
13,000 people is bigger than 96% of all the municipalities in the state of Wisconsin. That's like dropping a whole city in the state of Wisconsin.
But a factory the size of a city, it needs a lot of water in the production process. Foxconn proposes the water come from here. At the Racine Water Utility, a filtering system called a submerged membrane treats water piped in from Lake Michigan. General Manager Keith Haas says his plant is up to date and can handle growth.
After the cryptosporidium outbreak in Milwaukee in 1995, we took the water that we've been treating for decades and now purify it even finer to take out bacteria.
The utility not only supplies Racine, but also some surrounding communities, including the village of Mount Pleasant, where Foxconn would be based. But because part of the Foxconn plant would be in a portion of Mount Pleasant that's outside the Great Lakes Basin, rules of the 2008 Great Lakes Compact kick in. Under that agreement, the home state, in this case Wisconsin, has to approve transfers of lake water to communities that straddle the edge of the watershed. Environmentalists question the plan on several fronts. Attorney Jody Habish-Sinikin is with Midwest Environmental Advocates. She says the proposed diversion would primarily benefit a company. She argues the multi-state agreement narrowly limits diversions to public, largely residential, purposes.
It's another wrinkle in this particular end run. And that's what we're seeing, this as an end run around the compact.
Governor Walker says the private sector in Racine has long used Lake Michigan water. He says a lot more used to be consumed.
In fact, there's been a 47% reduction for the water utility sales to industrial customers, largely because in Racine, sadly, in the last 20 years, we've seen a major reduction in manufacturing and industrial jobs.
Walker says Foxconn will bring some of the jobs back without harming lake water levels. But environmentalists say about one-third of the 7 million gallons of water Foxconn would take in every day would never make it back to Lake Michigan. It would evaporate or disappear in production through what's called consumptive use. Ezra Meyer of Clean Wisconsin is also concerned about lake water quality. Foxconn plans to pipe its industrial sewage to the Racine wastewater treatment plant. Meyer wonders if Racine could properly treat the chemicals before discharging to the lake, or would Foxconn?
Is Foxconn going to do things up at the plant, take care of the chemical constituents that would be in there that would be of concern in the lake? You know, we've looked around the world at Foxconn's other manufacturing facilities that are similar to the one that they're proposing here, and there's a lot of nasty chemicals in there.
Jenny Trick is with the Racine County Economic Development Corporation. She says she hopes Foxconn gets the clean water it needs. She says she's confident the local drinking water and wastewater treatment plants would protect Lake Michigan.
There's always the concern that people are good stewards, but I'm thankful that we have some very good partners that have some very high success rates to make sure that this natural resource is protected.
This spring, the DNR is expected to make its recommendation on the Great Lakes water diversion request involving Foxconn. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.